Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, here we are back, Two Teas in a Pod, with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Chen.
How's it going, my friend?
Oh, it's going great. Starting to feel like myself again after BravoCon.
I know. It took a little while, but we are...
I got a little pep in my step now.
Yeah, I know. That same thing, except I head out today to go on Slate's school trip, which is a camping trip. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in a tent?
I think it's in a yurt.
A tent.
It's not a tent.
It's a big tent.
It's a tent that I'm not personally putting up myself, but I was told, do not bring one thing that you care about. Bring bug repellent and a sleeping bag.
And Band-Aids for your shoulder, because the last thing you need is to get that infected.
I know. So also, just to give y'all another update on this, I had two more that just came back melanoma. So
what's the total amount of melanoma?
I mean, I feel, what are we, like at six or seven? Like, I don't even know the total, but I do know that the surgery is now going to be pretty invasive that I'm having on Tuesday. And the biggest thing now, because there's so many melanomas, and just so you guys know, is that it shows that I'm predisposed to a more severe type of cancer. So once we finish getting these, like this surgery out, once they check the lymph nodes, because those weren't able to be checked in the PET scan, then I go to the geneticist, then I do the BRCA2 test, and we try to figure out what's coming before it actually is coming.
Did you by chance look at 23andMe to see if you, because it will tell you if you have the BRCA gene?
It told me that I'm predisposed to melanoma.
That's all it told. Okay.
Yeah. So that I do know, but I think we'll just keep, you know, and I just keep sharing it because I just want you guys to all get checked. And it's not just checked for your skin. Like, go get your, like, a lot of my friends, when I posted that, were like, oh my gosh, I have not gone in my pap since before COVID, like all of those things.
Yeah.
Just go get all your checks. There's no reason to be missing them.
You're not exactly the skin type that I would look at and say, oh my gosh, you definitely should have your skin checked. Like, you're more olive skin. You never think about, like me, I'm very fair, very freckly, lots of freckles. And you would look at me and go, which I do, I've had multiple skin cancers, melanoma only once, thank God, but it can happen to anybody and anywhere. The one thing I do want to say is that if you use tanning beds like we all did in the 80s, the 90s, that is one of the number one reasons you get melanoma. I mean, the ultraviolet rays, like my dermatologist told me, what I did back then is what I'm paying for now with the tanning beds. Because I had melanoma on my butt. The sun doesn't see my butt. Yeah. And I just remember laying in those tanning beds baking. And we talked about this.
Where you'd
get
the little white circle on your butt. Because...
In your butt, yeah. You said you had one in your bedroom.
Yeah. And I mean, they, of course, that's definitely plays into it. For me, they do say that it's now they think it's a genetic thing. But yeah. Also, that is huge. Tanning beds.
Huge. Tanning beds are huge. Huge. Not, they should be outlawed as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I've been trying to talk about it and be as vocal as possible, just because it helps me feel better, just to be transparent. But yesterday I was having lunch with Kyle and our friend Latal and Nicole, and we're leaving lunch, and TMZ, I don't know how they didn't see Kyle, but they saw me, like, runs up. I'm waiting for valet. So of course, like, you know, when you're waiting for valet and they like, in Beverly Hills, you don't call the paparazzi. They're really just
every
around.
Single time I go to Beverly Hills, they find me.
But the woman goes, so how's it going with, you know, cancer? And I'm like,
it's great.
It's, you know, I had my surgery on Tuesday. She goes, after your surgery, are you going to be all right? I'm like, I don't know. Like, come on, lady. Like,
so
all the questions.
Sensitive.
But then she grilled me about Beverly Hills. And
what did you say?
Okay. So she asked me first if I thought that Lisa Rinna was the biggest bully in Hollywood.
And
I said, no, there's bigger bullies for sure. Like, if we're really going to go through all of Hollywood, like, I mean, I feel like when it really comes down to it, there's bigger bullies. And then she goes, well, do you think Denise Richards is the biggest bully? And I was like, no. I think that Denise Richards is pandering to the audience right now, which brings us to our first housewife headline, which is Denise Richards continues to comment on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Kathy said she would return if Denise came back. Denise puts on a stagnant post on her Instagram. I watched RHOBH last night. While I have empathy for Lisa Rinna losing her mom, what is her excuse for all the other years on the show for being so cruel and so vindictive? And then somebody, like, Kathy must have liked it or something, but then somebody said, Kathy liked this post. Would you return if Denise Richards joined the cast? And Kathy said, yes.
It's already starting.
I mean, here's the thing. I will never be somebody that will say so-and-so should be fired. I just don't think that's something.
No, you don't want to take anybody's livelihood or, you know, money.
Yeah, their job.
It's their job. So, yeah, that's not cool.
It's not cool. And then, you know, then they showed then TMZ also got Kathy yesterday. And it says Kathy is doubling down on her feelings towards Lisa Rinna and Erica Jayne, calling them out as villains who are desperate to stir up SHIT. And her recent falling out with her sister, Kyle Richards, is proof. We got the RHOBH star and her pal, Faye Resnick, at La Scala in Beverly Hills. She says the handwriting's on the wall. Erica and Lisa are fabricating drama for the show at Kathy and Kyle's expense. Kathy reiterated her ultimatum. Producers are going to have to choose her or the bullies. Kathy says if the bullies return, she's history. As we reported, Kyle and Kathy were barely on speaking terms after the reunion tapings last month, apart from a few texts here and there. This is all from TMZ. This is not our words. Mm-hmm. But this is also something... Like, I have to ask you, have you ever said, I refuse to be on the show if so-and-so is on the show?
No, I have not. I have gotten mad at certain cast members that were causing problems. This is way back when, and just wanted to just say, you know what, have them. I'm out. I can't do this anymore. But, you know, you get over it. But I would never, ever say that, ever.
And I also have a question in regards to, listen, if they want to bring Denise back, great. But here's my thing with having a Denise, with continuing that, or a Camille or whatever.
Did you see their new video?
Yeah, I didn't see their video, but I saw their picture. Here's the thing. If you're going to commit to doing the show, then I don't want to hear about any cease and desists. I don't want to hear about any Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravos. Show up and do your job and do your job well and quit trying to pretend that you're someone that you're not. If you're willing to do that, go back on the show. What's the video?
I will play. It looks like it was an Instagram Live. I don't know whose account it's from, but it's Camille and Denise Richards.
She's an A-lister. She's a movie star.
Jesus.
Well, we were just talking about our limo rides to the Golden Globes and to Emmy Awards, and there's so much to talk about.
Okay, and we talked about our opinions on the new season of Housewives.
You both look gorgeous.
Thank you.
You all look cute.
Are you coming back?
It's the. Are you?
I think Denise should definitely go back to the show. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Lorena returns.
Yeah. They're hugging each other.
So, I mean, clearly she wants to come back. And if she does,
she hasn't. Right. But she really hasn't talked about Housewives since she left. And now all of a sudden it's in between seasons and she wants to come back. But I don't know if that's really the right way to do it.
Well, I mean,
pick up the phone and call the producers. Don't get on Instagram.
I'm sure
Camille,
she has.
With Camille.
Yeah, like first Camille. So she's making
she's
the rounds.
A-lister.
She's had lunch with Garcelle, Sutton, mm-hmm. Camille. She's doing all of the things.
She is doing all the things.
But here's the thing. If you haven't heard a peep from her and how long, and then all of a sudden you're doing all the things, is that an authentic friendship? And my point still stands. Yeah. If you're willing to come on the show, you got to come on the show
and
bring
work,
it.
Bitch.
And you got to work. And
you got to work.
I don't want to see a housewife doing cease and desist. I don't want to film with that. I don't like when a housewife refuses to show up to filming
right.
multiple times. I mean, let's also be very clear. At the end of Camille's time on the show, her and Denise had a major fight. Like, so all of this is just, come on, at least be authentic with who you like. Don't just do it for a show, but right. is right. what it is. All right, we have a couple additional questions before we continue on with Housewife headlines, which is, do we actually think everyone will return to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No.
Who do you think? I mean, I think.
Oh, God, I hate answering that question.
No, who do you think? I mean.
Is not going to come back?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Diana's a given.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a shakeup with the Fox Force 4 now, right? Four.
But I think there already has been a shakeup.
Oh, there has. See, I don't know. You have insight?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the shakeup is that now what people need to see is actual things happening. So right now there is drama between.
Yeah, but does that mean that they're all safe as far as coming back to the show? Or is somebody going to get fired, demoted? Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, they could do anything. Here's the thing. I'm fine with watching the show with whomever it is that they cast, as long as those people are going to be authentic and not run to lawyers anytime things go wrong.
Yeah, but I think that the shakeup right now that's going on with the Fox Force 5 is good. It's good for the show. They've always been like this for so long, and I actually like to see Kyle, she broke away. I don't mean they need to be enemies, but they can't be like, you know, super close where they protect each other all the time. When you get that close as friends, it's really hard.
Right.
To call
you know,
them
kind
out.
Of like,
yeah.
you know, Sutton and Garcelle.
Yeah. Well, there's a big division. There's a big division in that cast, and it happens, you know, especially a cast that's gone on and has the same cast members for so long. There becomes a division. There becomes like a very true friendship in
these
groups.
Garcelle also posted on Twitter, we can disagree and still love each other unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist. And then she also responded to the Camille and Denise post and said, I'm here for this. And then yeah. Camille said, thank you, definitely Denise, and I'll show up for support. So, I mean, anybody that thinks that anyone watches this show and there is not some sort of, I mean, anybody that's a part of this show, that they don't have a plan for everything.
Yeah.
You're mistaken. Because now, did you see this from Your Moms Are Watching?
Nope.
Claims are being made online about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion editing. Your Moms Are Watching was saying Lisa Rinna receipts were edited out by the new episode, who is LVP's bestie. But now that EP has been fired as of last week.
It's got chills.
I have no idea if this is true or not true. I am simply reporting what I've read. So it says, Batty at Woke Stan wrote, tonight at the reunion, you will witness the ultimate biasness. Production decided to cut Lisa's receipts that she brought to back herself up. I'm like, why? But then I remembered the new executive producer, John Carr, is LVP's bestie. Hashtag RHOBH. Then this report says, well, this producer, John Carr, who was hired earlier this year, I think this is actually his second year, by the way, earlier this year, who is responsible for some of the strange editing this season, got fired last week. I hope this means the end of the shady editing, but we will still have Marty Singer running things from behind the scenes. Just like I always say, I'm only asking to see both sides. Then let us decide. If they don't show Rinna's receipts, that is okay, no matter what side you're on. So who knows if any of this is true? I do know that for the last, you know, the year I was let go, our executive producer was no longer there. And that's when John Carr came in. So that's.
Yeah, but it's not. Listen, guys, 13 years I've been on, I can't even tell you how many executive producers we've had. They come in, they come and go and come and go. It's a very tough job. I remember one, Kevin Lee, that was like, fuck this. I have a wife at home. I don't need six of you guys yelling at me all the time.
Yeah, I don't need seven wives.
Peace out. I'm out.
All the producers are like, I have so many wives, but who knows? Let's see how this plays out. Let's see if there's any truth to these rumors and kind of go from there.
So Jill's, again, full of shit. I was never going to ambush Vicky. Andy Cohen and I got into a phone call and said, I would love to announce it when you and Vicky are on Watch What Happens Live. This was months ago. And I said, Andy, that's a horrible idea. Vicky, I do not want to take her by surprise. And he says, well, do you want me to call her and talk to her? And I said, no, I think it should come from me. I was trying to do the right thing, the thing like I would do for a friend, I would do for you, I would do for, you know, anybody I care about. I said, please let me call her. Let me tell her. I don't want her to find out like this, because I knew it would hurt her feelings. Right. Yeah. So I gave her a call and I said, listen, I want to be honest with you. I know you've been asking me if I was coming back, and I have officially gotten the offer and I am going back. And I just want you to know from me, you know, this is what's going on. They wanted to talk about it. Watch It Happens Live. If you're comfortable with that, okay. If you're not, then Andy said, we don't have to. That is why I stayed an extra day and went back and rang the doorbell, came out and announced I was back, is because we did not want to hurt.
And Vicky already knew that. Prior.
Vicky knew. And I talked about it with her. So this is another one of Jill's thirsty bullshit. And you know, the woman is just too much. Like, oh, just go away with your lies.
Ugh. And then while we're also, I guess while we're on the topic of Vicky, one of the other questions was, why did Vicky cry when I asked her to come on the pod? Like, I guess people saw that in the press room.
Wait, tell me about this.
So when she came
at BravoCon,
okay. When she came in, I walked right up to her because I was like, I want to like not have, this wasn't in the hotel room. This is way before the hotel room, all that stuff. I just walked right up to her and I said, listen, I know you and I have had our issues. I want to drop them. Let's move forward. Tamara's one of your best friends. You guys have a lot of history together. Why don't you come on and let's just go? And she started, she's like, listen, I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry, but I'm not going on the podcast without getting paid.
Okay, bye.
And I said, okay. I said,
that's funny. I went on her podcast and didn't get paid.
I mean, but that's essentially what it was. And then I like kind of like tried to give her a hug because then she was emotional. And that's when I had, you know, some empathy for Vicky. But that's what everybody saw. We weren't fighting. It was like me trying to like give her that olive branch because I could tell when she walked in, that's what was going down.
Oh my goodness.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, here we go. We're into reunion now. So it starts off where Garcelle says she just wants to be left alone by Diana.
Well, she's going to be pretty soon.
Yeah. Like, don't harass me on social media, Garcelle said to Diana. Garcelle called Diana evil because she called Sutton a cunt. So now I have a question for you. In your opinion, would you rather be called evil or a cunt?
Evil.
You'd rather be called evil?
Evil cunt. Call me an evil cunt. I don't know. I mean, you're evil. I think I've been called that before.
I'm sure you've been called both, Tam, and so have I. But I feel like I don't even remember which one they all said they felt. But if I was going to be called something, I'd probably rather be called a, because to me, it's just like bitchy.
A bitch, yeah. Yeah.
And to me, evil is like you're deep, like you've got deep evil issues.
I mean, I was called Lucifer and I didn't really like that when I was on the show last year, Master Lucifer, or 2 years ago. Evil is to the bone, is very superficial.
Yeah, like it's whatever. I don't personally use the word, I don't think. I mean, it's not like your favorite phrase, fuck a duck, but.
Oh my God.
But then Sutton called Diana soulless. I mean, yeah. which kind of made me laugh because soulless, not tongueless.
So soulless. Soulless, not tongueless. That's a new charity, right?
Yeah, we just started it.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Then Sutton says she doesn't need to clear anything up with Diana. They're very clear about their non-relationship. And then
I'll be honest, I didn't find this reunion that interesting.
I didn't really either. I feel like it's a lot of the same
filler.
Stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the same stuff, a lot of filler. So I was like really struggling because I filmed yesterday, then I got home, and then I'm like, I have two of them to watch. And I was kind of out of it, I had a hard time staying awake watching Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. So Diana ignores Sutton and goes back to Garcelle, and then it's, you know, Garcelle says she's done talking to Diana. There's a lawsuit against John Doe. And then Diana's gone. And in my opinion, we will never see Diana again.
She's off into the sunset. Do we have any update on this lawsuit about the bots?
No, but what Diana kept saying was she did not believe that anyone on this cast bought the bots that attacked any of the kids. My question is, are we ever going to have the answer to this? Like, according to the reunion, both Diana and Garcelle have their own investigation into the bots. How long is this investigation going to take? And when do we get our answers?
I mean, it seems like it'd be really difficult to get that information.
Well, I don't know. I mean, think about our paid posts.
Not very techie, but
they can go on and see how many real followers we have. How many, like, I know that when they check our statistics, that's how you get paid by your ads to make sure. And that's why some housewives don't get ads.
Yeah.
Because they've bought their followers and no brands want that.
Yep. So with the bots, let me get this clear. Like, so they're fake accounts. And somebody's managing all these fake accounts and they're writing all these things that are out there?
I think sometimes the bots can be humans, I guess, but oftentimes, like if you go, there was someone on Dallas who every single time I would post something, I would get this like really cheesy response on my post, but that didn't make sense to my actual post.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So, I was like, what does that have to do with anything that I even said? So I think in that it might be an actual bot, like it somehow
trying to get more followers and trying more likes and more comments on their page.
Yeah. I love that you knew who it was, because every time I was like,
how the hell did she have like 700 comments in 1 minute? Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah. So then they have a lunch break. Erica and Rinna are eating together. No surprise there. Then they talk about Garcelle saying who hired the bots. All of their children have been threatened. And then they are saying that Garcelle said that to cause division in the group. And then
Purcell said what to cause division?
That she believes that somebody in the group bought the bots.
Do you believe that? I would hate to believe that.
I would really hate to believe that. And also, I think everybody's been getting attacked. So I don't know. I mean,
what I do know is Beverly Hills has crazy fans.
Yeah. Crazy, I mean, I think it has been confirmed they were bots. Who bought the bots? I don't know. Allegedly, I just don't imagine somebody would get the bot. It's one thing to get the bots to attack the other women, which is gross in itself, but to attack somebody's children, that's disgusting. Really repulsive.
Yeah. I don't see anybody doing that. You have to be a real evil to do that.
You have to be evil squared to go there. And then Garcelle and Sutton in the dressing room. Sutton never met an animal she didn't want to put on a piece of clothing. Like, she had her dog on her socks this time. I'm like, the cat sweater, the dog socks. Like,
I love it though. I mean, I wouldn't wear it, but I just love it how quirky she is.
Sutton, she has tips to get back into a relationship. Quit wearing animals on your clothing.
You know, there might be guys out there that wear animals on their clothing too.
Would you want to have sex with them?
Well, you just made it weird.
But I can say this, Sutton and I on the podcast, I don't even know that you've talked about this. She came on the pod at BravoCon and said, you know what? We really like each other. About me.
Oh, okay. Well, she invited me to go to her house.
You're a one-upper?
I'm one-upping you. Yes. And should you see, she had a deep cut dress to her belly button with her little boobies hanging out. And I'm like, woo, look at you. Because she's kind of always buttoned up.
She's always buttoned up. But yeah. Sutton was fun at BravoCon.
And I love her.
You know, even though I'm confused sometimes when she's joking, we had fun and that was good. Yeah. Then Kyle and Dorit are eating, talking about how Crystal lies. And then we're back. We're back in. They're talking about Kyle's tattoos.
I never expected Kyle to have tattoos like that. This is something new, right? Like she just.
Yeah. I mean, like I got crisis? These with her.
But it's Kyle Richards. You're a young, edgy girl. You already had tattoos. You dye your hair pink.
I don't know that anyone's called me edgy before, Tam, but thank you.
I did. You're very edgy.
I'm so edgy. I'm no longer a basic bitch. I am edgy.
You're an edgy bitch. Kyle, I didn't expect it. Like, okay, maybe like I want to get one, but it would probably be somewhere hidden. Like it would be like not hidden, but like on an ankle, like not on my arms, maybe on my finger. I'm not sold on that. But Kyle, I know you're edgy. They are cute, but are they going to be cute when you're 70?
I mean, I think there are some that are not going to be cute when I'm 70, like the one that I got in the eighth grade on my butt that now just looks like a blob.
Eighth grade?
Yeah. I mean, I've always been edgy, Tam. What can I say?
What a rebel. How did you get a tattoo in eighth grade? Was it a hand done one? You weren't old enough.
I had a fake ID.
Oh, and the girl see, like, you are edgy.
And the girl was like 35 and had a perm and bangs like this big. And I remember
that was probably me.
It was Tammy.
It was probably me. I think I can find a picture like that.
We called it scared hair.
Oh, like, Teddy, get your
scared hair.
Aquanet. I'm going to send you guys a picture of me like that to plug in right there.
Oh, so good. Then we get to the part where it's the what did Garcelle mean by saying don't be Kyle? And she never really can explain it.
I don't remember what was said for her to say don't be Kyle.
Then they show the little package where the rumor started about Dorit and Mauricio, and then they do the close-up of what the hug is and you see it.
Yeah.
She's hugging both of them.
Right.
At the same time.
And then she kissed Mauricio's back.
But I don't know that it was necessary. I think it was just in general, like when you're hugging two human beings.
She's just going through it. They just went through something super emotional. So I didn't really think too
I didn't think too much of it. If she was only hugging Mauricio, that is a different thing, but she was not.
All I know is, you know, my husband never watches these shows, and I had to watch him downstairs, and he was in the kitchen making dinner, and he goes, "Is that Kyle?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Whoa, did she lose a lot of weight or something? She looks really good." I go, "Go back to making dinner." She looks really skinny. I'm like, "Well, she's always skinny." She's like, and I, "Shut up. Just go back.
She looked hot.
She looked hot," is what he was saying.
Yeah, she looked hot. Eddie was feeling it. But it almost feels weird talking about all this, like, once we saw that package, and then after what Erica said at BravoCon, I felt like had all these weird feelings inside, you know, like I was like, oh, I don't want to talk about this part of the package. And then Erica,
I don't want to talk about PK's package either.
Well, what about when Erica's like, huh, I have a funny story to tell. Remember when PK came up to me during the finals of the World Cup in Berlin and asked if I was in porn? And then you see Dorit and she's like this.
No, don't think I ever heard about that.
I heard that. Sorry.
But, well, I mean, I don't think I would actually admit to that. Because what were they looking like if they look like porn stars?
I mean, maybe PK thought Erica was Camille.
Oh, well, there's a concept. There are some girls on that cast that did questionable stuff.
Then Garcelle's package. I mean, there were some riveting parts, like not having a Birkin, getting her first one. Mm-hmm. And then still uncomfortable with getting the Birkin.
I have no desire for a Birkin. No,
I got one as a push present.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't.
And I don't take very good care of it. And everyone yells at me for it. So now it's like, I don't even want to use it. Also so relatable. I can't help myself.
I know, but you can relatability. Hold their value, though, so you can sell it if you ever wanted to.
Then they get into everyone else's
If you ever lose all your shit and you're broke.
I mean, keep up at this rate, like, who knows? But then they share. Then the part that really hit me is when Garcelle talked about what happened with Bill Cosby and following your gut. And like how true that really is. Like when you have that gut instinct that something's going wrong to get out of there. And like, thank God that she did. Like what a scary memory. And like that's happens to so many of, you know, young models and actors.
She said when she drank the drink and then started feeling weird, like physically feeling weird, like he had drugged her or she just felt like.
I cannot recall exactly what happened with all the Bill Cosby alleged cases or what. I don't know. I don't want to misspeak. But I think he drugged the women allegedly.
Oh, shit.
So I think she could taste something in the drink.
And she got the hell out of there.
Yeah. And then she got the hell out of there.
Shit.
And then they get into the Garcelle's book before throwing in the trash. And that's when Rinna admits it was actually her. Threw, which.
But didn't most people know that?
I mean, anybody, like if you had any detective skills, like you had seen that phone that was in the trash on Rinna's wall.
Right.
So it was pretty obvious. But then the part that was a little bit bizarre to me is they really focused on Rinna not recycling. They really focused on it being about Rinna and Erica versus how it made Garcelle feel seeing her book in the trash. Like that's so.
You're right.
Like who gives a shit about? Like honestly, move on from that. But like, I want to know how that really made Garcelle feel.
Right. They were more concerned about, don't you recycle?
Like, don't you recycle? Oh my, it was me. Can you, but I agree on the point of like, there wasn't a need for Amelia to be in the book. But then once Garcelle said, we realized that we took it out, there's a new edition. I thought that was good.
What did she was talking about eating disorder. Is that what it was? Or her, Rinna dancing in her underwear and making her children feel.
Any of those things. I mean, she talked. Yeah, I would assume so. There's no shade here. I have not read it. I have too many housewife shows to watch.
Your name's not even spelled right in it. Did she fix that? Teddy like a boy.
Should I have had my lawyers reach out and say I'd like to be a TEDDI, not TEDDY, when referenced?
I want to be an I, not a Y.
In her book, but. You know, she also said it was taken out in the audiobook,
And what we did see in this episode is pregnant Teddy with an I.
Oh, we did? What was I doing?
Yeah, you were sitting there in Rome, wherever you were, in a little black dress and long hair, and you were sitting there and they did a little flashback to you at the reunion.
Flashback queen.
Flashback queen.
Yeah. Lisa. But then they talked about a group chat. And Garcelle, they were like, well, I wasn't on the group chat. Who would you assume?
You were
was
on the group chat, weren't you?
Who would you assume was on that group chat but saw in the trash?
You, Kyle, Dorit, Renna, and who am I missing?
Who's the person that posted it?
Lisa.
No!
Who posted it?
Erica.
Okay.
I mean, but that being said, there still has been zero communication since BravoCon on that chat. That chat, I think, is dismantled.
Can you remove yourself from it? Is everybody going to start removing themselves from it?
There's no one's writing it. There's new chats being formed. New names, new things. There's new peeps. Everybody's...
Yeah, Teddy's very into group chats and naming them.
Yeah, I name every group chat that I'm in. Like Tamara, we're in so many together, Tam, now. Because this is why I do it. And this is a pro tip for all of you guys. I name every single group chat with a name and I put a picture because I never want to make the mistake of talking shit and then putting it to the wrong person. So this way I like my reticular activating system knows like this emoji means this.
Yeah.
And it's really brilliant. So, and then you can put your top six, like Tamara's in my top six twice, one for the twats and one for the shit talkers.
Shit talkers or shit stirrers. I can't remember.
It's shit talkers and poop emoji. Okay, then, oh gosh. Then Erica goes in on what LVP says about the book, how she needed a scratch and sniff book. And then Erica responds, that's rich coming from someone whose breath's like garlic, Chardonnay, and cigs.
Oh, God.
And then Garcelle kind of drops a little nugget when she says that she recently filmed with LVP.
I didn't hear that. Is that when she was talking about Oliver's working with?
Yeah. So she essentially, Garcelle did the same thing I did, which was ask.
It must have been when I nodded off.
Yeah. I was like, listen, I already read this playbook. I played this entire game and it backfired for me. Good luck to you, Garcelle.
Good luck, Garcelle.
I asked on camera for Vanderpump Rules for my brother to get a job there, filmed there, did all the things. So Garcelle is doing the same exact thing.
Didn't end up well for me.
Didn't.
How long did your brother work there?
I feel like he worked there. I don't know. He worked there past when I got into the drama with LVP. He continued.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, he was a busboy. It wasn't like he wasn't managing.
Right.
But. Mm-hmm. And then we get into Renna. Renna apologizing for being crazy and screaming, but that she's doing the best she can. Renna loves Lois's Christmas tree. And then viewer says Renna using her mother's death as a scapegoat for despicable behavior. What excuse does she have for her behavior towards LVP, Denise, and Kim? And she doesn't even excuse it or defend it.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was definitely, I mean, Lisa's always been outspoken and can be a little shady at times, but I think this year takes the cake, right? She's been above and beyond. And I will say, as somebody that's gone through a certain amount of loss this season on the show, you don't have time to grieve over certain, like, you know, her mom died. That's like the worst thing ever. She didn't have time. She jumped back into it and you're gone. You're busy. And then I think it kind of really does sneak up on you.
And I do think that after a year, and this is not to excuse any of Lisa's behavior, but I think after a certain amount of time on the show, you see things that aren't moving along and you will just start to do crazy shit because you're like, I need this job. Let's go. Let's get this done. And like your emotions maybe don't match what actually is happening.
Right. You'll see a lot of that from me this year.
Oh no. And then we get to Sutton's package where she says being flippant about Dorit's robbery is the worst thing she's ever said in her life.
Worst thing?
I was like,
wow.
Wow. And then Sutton hates that day. Dorit appreciates it. And then they get into the physical conversation between Kyle and...
Getting physical with people?
You were obviously asleep by this point. I knew it. Yeah. So they were saying, so they brought up when it was at Garcelle's birthday party and Kyle touched, like held onto Sutton's arm. Mm-hmm. And then Sutton said at the reunion, she says, you know, I disagree. Kyle was very aggressive. And so that made things a little bit awkward around there.
Huh.
And then Andy asked Garcelle if Sutton is someone who makes things up about herself. And Garcelle's, not makes things up about herself, makes about everything about herself.
Right. And she agreed, right?
Yeah.
So Garcelle she said sometimes. Yeah,
a little bit. So that was good. Then they get into the liability conversation. Like, who's a liability? Everybody on any reality show is a liability.
Is a liability. Let's get that straight right now. And if you're not, you should be fired.
Yeah. If you're not
you don't belong on it.
And then Crystal says the four of them protect each other. Garcelle agrees. Sutton had no idea her Watch What Happens Live comment about saying thank you would explode like that. That we go, to be honest, this just continues on and on and on about Rinna and Sutton. The best part of this portion is when Dorit does not understand the glue.
Okay. Do you?
Did you? Of course.
Okay, just making sure.
I rode horses growing up. It's like one of those things that you'd say, like, nobody really meant it, so don't come at me, PETA. Yeah. But like, if your horse was being bad, they'd be like, straight to the glue factory.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, it's like a saying if you've ever been around horses.
Yeah, I don't hear it too much. I mean, that was something years ago, so I'm not shocked that certain people just...
As I was...
Younger people don't.
You know, as I was hearing it, I felt like I was sniffing glue, but anyway.
Oh my God.
Then Andy
I snoozed off. I mean, I literally did watch it, but it was hard for me to watch. It's like,
well, then it gets a lot into Rinna, you know, continuing to own up that she's, you know, impulsive and does these things. And she says, go ahead and put me on pause.
Let's talk about that.
And here's the thing. I think what we really need to do is just fast forward because they're really just dragging bringing out Kathy. Like, just let's go. Let's go. Let's
do it. But for her, that was pretty ballsy for her to say, put me on pause. I don't care.
She knows how to make a splashy headline.
Yeah, it's like, but that's really not something you want to say to Bravo. I mean, I think it's
something that you are actually okay with.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Then Rinna's post where she said, if we fight with Garcelle, then we're considered racist. Garcelle says sometimes what is said is perceived differently when it comes to us, aka a person of color. And then references what happened with Kyle and the charity. Sometimes things come across racist or as a microaggression. Crystal says that's how, then Crystal jumps in.
I was gonna say, did Crystal talk this entire
reunion? She comes in at the end. She says, Crystal says, that's how I felt. It wasn't Sutton's intention, but that's how Crystal felt. Kyle says, it's a bit different. Crystal says, Kyle has to stop. Enough already. This is the loudest Crystal's ever
been. I know. And Kyle's like, you need to stop.
You need to stop. You actually said something that didn't exist. And then Crystal tells Kyle to stop making about how she experiences. Kyle will never understand Crystal's truth. Crystal says enough, but Kyle says, no, we're supposed to talk about these things. Andy says he thinks they're talking about two different things. Dorit asks Garcelle and Crystal if they think anybody on the cast is racist, and they say no.
No.
But the women are learning. But you feel a lot of like aggression in between Crystal and Kyle here. Kyle, like, they're just so much. And I do think they were talking about, I agree with Andy. I think they were talking about different things.
Do they even talk now? Like, are they any type of friends at all?
To be honest, I never talked to Kyle about Crystal. So I don't know.
So that's a no.
Well, no, it doesn't mean they don't talk. It just means that she's not somebody that's like on the forefront of people that we're talking about.
Gotcha.
Good or bad.
Yeah. I loved Kathy getting out of her car in her pajamas and slippers. I'm like, seriously?
What about how Kathy brought her tequila just in case you'd forgotten about Kathy's tequila.
Of course. That's good branding.
Oh, AKA Eva Longoria's tequila made an appearance first thing at the reunion.
Well, I'm going to have a wheelbarrow with my CBD, Vena CBD, just pulling up to the reunion.
I'm actually going to come dressed as one of your CBD pills at the reunion. You won't even see my face. It'll just be me in a CBD box. And I'm Vena.
I was wondering if you can come to my opening titles and just kind of be in the family picture.
Be a CBD gummy. But by the way, did we mention Kathy's tequila? Or should we bring it up again?
We should bring it up again. Yeah.
Okay. So that's really all we've got. I mean, next week they show Rena was traumatized over Kathy's outburst. Erica turned the earrings over. We're on appeal for legal reasons. She really wants those earrings back.
So where are those earrings?
I guess they're in the court.
Sitting in a box somewhere in
they're
the court.
They're in my ears. I'm just kidding. Actually, no. It's just Tamara's headphones I stole. Kathy Dorena, do you recall saying to me, I get it. You're preaching to the choir. Then ooh. Kyle's the one hurt here. I mean,
that was the best part of the whole reunion is when Kathy said that to Dorena. Do you remember? I get it. You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah. I mean, I just saw the 3-minute TMZ interview that Kathy just did where she goes on and on and on.
Does she talk about it?
Yeah. She talks about, she said, you know, that Erica and Rena are, you know, the two biggest bullies. She wouldn't come back with them. And she goes, it's a lot. But I just got the message from our boss. We have to take a break so that we can come back and talk about Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD at checkout
for buy one, get one free.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
We are back to talk about Salt Lake City, and there's something that I wanted to talk to you about that I know, and I'm not exactly sure when we're doing another podcast with Whitney. I heard that Heather has really changed since Heather Gay has really changed since Salt Lake started. So like who we're seeing in the confessionals is not accurate. I don't know to this to be true or not to be true, because she was plenty funny and nice to me at BravoCon.
Yeah, she was really sweet at BravoCon. I really enjoyed her.
But you're seeing this completely come unglued. So, you know, the show starts with...
Oh, yeah, that was quite a bit of screaming and yelling and FUs, and I love that they were in lingerie when they did it.
I mean, Whitney is finally standing up for herself, but it's like at a time she can barely stand. Like she's so, I know. Like, but she is standing up for herself. And
I
then,
mean, drunk Whitney's a thing.
Drunk. I mean, we've seen
she's
it.
She's a thing.
You know, it is a lie. And then you see a lot of, Whitney is giving a lot of personal story. Then Heather says she doesn't care about who anyone is and wants to come together to support their friend who's facing years in prison. I got to ask you this question. You know, when we even go back to other situations of, if we go back to Teresa, or we go back to what Erica's been accused for, or any of those things, I haven't seen anybody throw any trips for them in hopes to support once they've already, like, I mean, this is
especially in
me.
The situation she's in. Like, there's so much like question around what if Erica's involved, not involved, and all that. This is Jen Shah is clearly involved, clearly pleaded guilty.
But at this point, she had not, right?
She has not, but they were pretty tough.
I mean, but they keep talking about
allegations.
Lisa Barlow would, you know, give blowjobs to it for, I don't know.
Did she call it a blowy?
A blowy at the jazz game. Then Jen brings in her makeup artist. And I feel like Jen Shah continuing to say crystal pussy.
Over
and then realizing it's her makeup artist pushed me over the edge.
Crystal pussy is going to, I mean, she did like a 2 second twerk.
And you know what? Meredith could move her butt as much as she can move her forehead. Like
that's how I would be. I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, I would be worse. But Meredith did make a joke that made me laugh this episode. I forgot what the joke was, but after she couldn't twerk, she said something and I audibly laughed.
I know. Did you feel like she looked different in this episode?
She did, but I think it also could have been because she was getting glammed and they weren't. Okay. I mean,
she
Jen
looked
Shah was.
Really young, like really, really, really,
really
young.
She did.
Meredith has a like a changing face, like every
maybe it
episode,
depends on who's doing her glam.
Maybe she looked very youthful.
She did. She looked really good. I liked her this episode. Even in the midst of it all, she gave a hug to Lisa Barlow, which I thought was
that was very, very nice. I like seeing that.
And then I have a question for you, Tam.
Uh-huh.
If we ever got into a fight and we had written friendship notes to one another, would you come in when I was like sleeping or still out partying and rip it up?
First of all, I, at my age, I probably would never write a friendship note. It's never happening. So if you expect a friendship note from me, it's not going to happen. And when I rip it up, well, if I was that mad, I would probably would rip it up and sprinkle it over your sleeping body. That's how I roll.
The fact you can tell that Whitney's not even mic'd. She gets up. She's like, you can tell she's been crying. It's a hot mess. She's still in the outfit.
She's been a hot mess the entire season so far.
She goes in, rips it up, and like looks at the camera and is like,
I love that she stared at the camera.
Stared at the camera. Like she was proud of that moment.
Yeah.
And then there's like that heartbreaking moment where Whitney goes to see her half brother and half sister, and they try to connect the dots of their past.
I really liked her brother.
Me too. Brother. I like both of them. And I like seeing, you know, I like seeing that behind the, like lifting back the curtain. Then Jin gets ready to leave for NYC. She says, you know, she has the mock trial. They all hug. I can't even the outfit Jin Shah left in for the mock trial. I was like, who is she dressed as like Reese Witherspoon and Legally
Did
Blonde?
I hear the trial got moved again?
We heard that the reunion got moved too.
Yes, we did. Is that because of the trial?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure. No,
I don't work.
I don't
know.
You know everything, Teddy. And if you don't, you act like you do. So just give me an answer.
Obviously, I don't want to give you an answer that I don't know because I don't ever want you to say Teddy was wrong.
I know you don't. You hate to be wrong. I think they probably moved the trial because of her court date. I mean, a reunion because of a trial date.
Yeah. So then they go eat at Dirk's Bentley Whiskey Row, and Whitney and Heather. Whitney and Heather kind of get into it again.
Again. Yeah. Yeah. But one thing I did like hearing is Meredith talk about Pinnacle Peaks, because I lived across the street from Pinnacle Peaks in Glendora. They have
you
one.
Did?
Yes. And, it's actually, I think, was San Dimas, but I was right on the border of Glendora, San Dimas. And they, you would go in there, and it was so exciting to go as a kid, because if you wore a tie, they came and cut it off, and then they hang it from the ceiling. So, I mean, it had to have been the most dirty place ever, because there was all these ties with dust all over them over your head. But it was really cool as a kid. So I didn't know that it was a franchise.
But she was able to share, like, a happy moment from her dad.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I the dinner was pretty good until we get to the Heather and Whitney stuff. But then they also discuss Jin and her trial, and Heather says Jin seems terrified at times, and then other times she seems like it's compartmentalized. And Meredith says the odds are Stuart are not on her side. And Heather said he was so dedicated to her, she could never imagine how he had it in him to testify against her.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and at that moment I realized, oh yeah, I forgot. Meredith went to law school.
She did?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why she knew so much.
And so, she was so good. Like an Emily.
Like her words. Yeah. I don't know if Meredith ever got her degree. I don't know. But I know that she went to law school.
Well, I'm also dying because, and then they give the hats, which I didn't think were that funny, to be honest. The FBI hats.
What I thought was funny is about the burritos and the Kit Kats or whatever it was, or the Dorito. It was Doritos, not burritos, you have written. What I did think funny was the Doritos and the Kit Kats in bed. Lisa was eating.
And also Heather waking up in the milk duds.
I love a good milk dud.
And this client, I mean, not this client, this fan thought is exactly your thought. Meredith looks like she's walking around with a subtle filter.
She does. It's bizarre. She looked like she was like 25 years old. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's a lot. Other fan thoughts are, I think Heather always plays the most popular opportunity. I believe Heather heard what Angie said. And I think Heather pretty much, not just going off of what that fan said, I think Heather has pretty much admitted to that, but she chose not to share it. And just because Whitney wanted her to share it didn't mean she had to.
Yeah, I think that Heather made a lot of sense at that moment when she was talking about it. Just because you want to share it doesn't mean I want to share it.
It doesn't mean I want to share it.
I'm going to use that one.
I know.
Another I'm going to use, if I don't remember it, did it happen?
Yeah. Oh my God. They love to say that. And then it blows me away that Heather can be so sympathetic to Jen, a criminal, and not Whitney. I feel like they just, I feel like there's something that we're missing. And I really hope mm-hmm. that we're going to get that on the girls' trip.
Yeah.
I hope we're going to break down those layers and see what it is. Is it jealousy on the popularity? Is it someone's too big for their britches? And then Whitney, you know, somebody said Whitney needs to focus on herself and stop just stirring the pot. Listen, Whitney's always stirred the pot. They need her to stir the pot.
I hate when people say that. She's doing her job.
Like really, nope. You really thought they were all just
going to
go there?
I want you to go back to Beverly Hills, but I don't want you to stir
the
pot.
I really want you to
you doing your laundry and picking up dog shit.
Yeah. I really just want to enjoy a nice, watching you take a nice bath alone and having meditation music. No, no one wants to see that. And then it felt.
That's like, that reminds me of the argument Vicky and I got into in Glam in my hotel room. Do you get involved in the drama? Yeah, of course. I lead the drama most of the time. Well, people don't want to see that anymore. People do not want to watch the show to see grown-ass women fight. And I said, what show are you watching, Vicky?
But also, what are you two doing right then? Fighting. Welcome to reality.
And she's the one that would fight the most. So it's like, ugh, really?
But then we see in next week's episode, they pan to Angie. Angie finally makes it in.
Angie's in the house.
And Angie, I think Angie's going to bring some drama. I think it's going to go from there. And I'm going to spend my time in the next, 2 hours to my camping trip with my daughter when she's probably trying to ignore me because our rule in the car is she's allowed to have iPad time, I feel like I need to find out who this guy is with the Jazz tickets.
Oh, you're going to dig deep. Can't we just ask Lisa?
She wouldn't tell us. We asked already.
Oh, that's right.
We asked. She wouldn't say. But she said definitely.
How far are you going? Where you? You don't have to say where you're going. Is it far where you're going?
An hour and 40 minutes. Oh, not towards your direction. So you could probably figure it out.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that was it, guys. And we will be back to recap Potomac on Monday. Keep sending in your thoughts, questions, concerns. Give us 5 stars. We deserve it. 17 episodes in a week and a half. And Tamara was on 82 panels. And
yeah.
Guys,
drunk the entire time.
It's really hard to drink that much. But yeah. Oh my gosh, Tam, what if I haven't? Never mind. I'm not even going to go there.
What?
Nothing. That'll be on the group text later.
Okay,
shit
group
talkers.
Text it. Okay.
All right. Bye, you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Bye. Off to film.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.